community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Get a Kelly Clarkson on the way next. Now, this is going to be interesting, I think. Russell, this is going to be very interesting.
Uh-oh.
Because I've got questions to ask you. This is Councillor Russell Quirk, who's chair of the Brentwood Borough Council's Asset and Enterprise Committee, and he's also chair of the William Hunter Way Working Group, aren't you?
That's it, yeah.
I can imagine you're going to have your work cut out for you soon. Oh,
yes, be careful what you wish for, eh?
Now, we're going to talk about William Hunter Way this afternoon, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of speculation as to what's exactly going to happen down there. And that car park is a huge... There's a lot of space and redevelopment that can be done. My personal thoughts is the worst thing in the world would be a load of houses or flats, mm-hmm. because that's not really what Brentwood needs, is it? We're lacking in certain areas of shops where people are going outside the area to get to these shops and then coming back into Brentwood again. We should really be keeping the money in Brentwood. Do you agree? Or
I totally agree. I mean, there's definitely a view that we do need more houses and flats. I mean, that's for sure.
I can understand that.
The council is responsible and has to provide about another 6,000 properties in Brentwood between now and 2030, or in the whole borough.
Yeah.
So there is absolutely a need for that. But personally, this site lends itself to a plethora of residential. It probably, because it's town centre, it does, if it is to be developed, and there's a big if there, if it is to be developed, it should be, in my view, that it will be something in keeping with the town centre. So whether it be, you know, retail, the much hallowed cinema, of course, which has been talked about in Brentwood now for many, many years.
Yeah.
But there's a big caveat, Mike, and that's that, you know, this is not preconceived by this administration. So without getting involved in all the politics too much, because obviously there's been a lot of it over the months and years, particularly with regard to this particular site, what we've decided to do very differently to the previous Conservative administration is that we're actually going to... So that means sending out a consultation, which starts today. So if you go to the brentwood.gov.uk website, prior to place, on the front page is the consultation document. So it's 3 pages long, asking people what they want and, importantly, what they don't want. So
that's really good. I like that. Yes.
It's also going out by post. So over the next couple of weeks, every household in Brentwood will also get a copy. So that's about 25,000 paper copies will go out. It's going to be promoted by the press. So you guys, Brentwood Gazette, Brentwood Weekly News, Yellow Advertiser, Brentwood Recorder. And obviously, we're going to be pushing it as a council through as many channels as we can, because what we honestly and genuinely want is feedback from the residents and businesses of Brentwood to tell us what you want and what you don't want.
Both of those are equally as important as the other, because it's the residents, obviously, because it's the tax money that goes into all this, and the businesses, because they're going to feel quite threatened, because there's this, as I said, big expanse of space. The last thing they want is another restaurant behind their restaurant.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point, because what we need to make sure, and you know, some of the consultants that I think we've spoken to, particularly since the accord formed the administration back in May, June time, is that we need to ensure, if this does get developed, so if that's the consensus that something should happen here, that we ensure that if it is to be retail, if it is to be, you know, A3 restaurants, whether it be a cinema, whether it be a, you know, a whatever, that it must form part of the town centre rather than becoming a separate town centre. You know, we want to use this if it does happen, and I know I keep saying if, but it's because, you know, I have no, we as a council, I as an individual, have no predetermined knowledge or agenda that this will happen. As I say, it's up to the public and it's up to businesses in terms of feeding in, but it's really important that the high street traders, you know, particularly the independent traders in Brentwood High Street and Crown Street, Roper's Yard, Street and so on, that they actually benefit from this, that it keeps people in Brentwood if it's to be, you know, if it's to be developed, and, you know, it attracts people from, you know, Howard Wood and Langdon Hills and Billericay and so on. You know, that I think could be a very big benefit to this scheme if it goes ahead.
What do you think is actually missing in Brentwood that would work in that space?
Personally or as a council?
Just personally.
So personally, I filled out the consultation this morning. In fact, I've done it twice because I'm a business owner in Brentwood and I'm a resident of Brentwood. So I've gone onto our council website, I filled in the resident consultation this morning, and I've done the business consultation as well. And what I've said, and I don't mind sharing this, I would like to see a Waitrose type supermarket. I think there's room for some more choice and variety of that type of retail store in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And I think the demographic in Brentwood fits that as well.
Yes, it does, very much so.
the cinema. You know, I've got a 19-year-old son that I go to the cinema with once or twice a month. My wife loves the cinema. One of the reasons I don't go as much as I should is because to go to either Chelmsford or Basildon or Thurrock, you know, it's just a bit too much of a stretch sometimes if, you know, you've got babysitters to think about and so on. And my three little girls, who are twins of four and one of six, they love the cinema, and I'd love to be going more and more and more. So personally, cinema and a big food store type establishment would be great.
Do you think that we would attract a larger chain of cinema or a smaller one?
Yeah, interesting question. I think either or. I know we had Odeon that were when the previous administration talked about this, Odeon, View, and pretty much every national cinema chain was interested. I have had informal conversations in the past with independent cinema operators, and you know, Brentwood might decide that actually we quite fancy the idea of an independent cinema operator because they might be a little bit more in touch with Brentwood.
I think it would be. I mean, because Brentwood isn't notorious for their smaller, quaint shops.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the big groups, although we have attracted some of those. I think a smaller, quaint cinema would be really nice in that area.
Yeah,
and that way it would leave it open to putting some food places around it.
Yeah. And I think if it is to be a cinema, you know, big if again, I think it needs to cater to everybody. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily just have to be mainstream. You know, it can do some sort of arty stuff, some film noir stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it can do some old classics. You know, it doesn't just have to be the sort of the two or three blockbusters of the day. So, but that's a detail probably sort of further down the line. But, you know, if residents and businesses say, look, yeah, we think a cinema is a good thing overall in terms of enhancing Brentwood, making it a better town, keeping people spending money in the town, well then, you know, to me as a personal individual, as a resident and a business owner, that makes sense.
It does make sense to me because we haven't got one, and people are going out to places like Romford and whatever just because of the cinema there.
They are. And would you believe we
really? I didn't. How long ago was that?
Before you and I were around.
Well, I'm only 23.
But no, a while ago, apparently there were three. So people that are just slightly older than me tell me.
Now, we touched on Waitrose just a second on that particular area. Do you think they're still really interested in that? Because there were rumours a while ago of them.
Yeah,
making steps forward.
Waitrose are definitely, I mean, I've seen correspondence from them very recently that says that they still have an absolute desire to be in Brentwood. I'm sure as and when and if it gets to the stage of talking to them as part of a, you know, an open tender process, I'm sure they would be very interested in William Hunter Way. I think quite honestly they'd be interested in coming in regardless, and the word is that they are, let's just say, doubly keen to get into Brentwood one way
really?
Or the other. Yes.
And how, on that particular piece of land, how do you think Marks and Spencers would feel about that?
Well, it depends how it gets configured, I suppose. I mean, from a design and a desirability point of view, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that you could have an expanded Marks and Spencers and maybe a Waitrose, you know, without it being colossal. And of course, the last scheme was 155,000 square feet. It was way too big, which
huge,
is one of the issues that particularly the poor residents around the edge of the site had. So, you know, I think one of the priorities, if this is to happen, is that we need to make sure that in terms of size, bulk, mass and so on, that it's... But notwithstanding that, you know, it may well be that there's room for one or two stores of that ilk, as well as a cinema. You know, these things don't have to be huge. You know, Waitrose they have a brand of business now called Little Waitrose. You know, Marks and Spencers, like many other supermarkets do, they have these sort of, these expressy type stores.
Yes, they do, yeah.
They don't have to be 50,000 square feet.
No, that's right. There's one in the petrol station near my house.
There's a few Tesco's ones, that's for sure. Yeah, so, yes, so I think there's a way of delivering this, but I think the big message from us as the Accord is that instead of it being the council deciding on the back of a bit of paper one afternoon what we're going to do and then telling people what they're going to have, we want to be, you know, advised, communicated with by people so that we can see what the trends are, what the particular red flags are, and we can work accordingly. And at least then, you know, we've done what residents and businesses want.
Well, you could, fingers crossed anyway. I mean, if we can... You utilise the area properly. You may even add room for just a few flats either side, and then the cinema. And you may be able to cover everything.
Yeah,
because that's a big area. It's a big area.
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a couple of acres. So yeah, no, it is. But it's in the old scheme, the scheme that was drawn up back in 2005 by Stockland Hallidale, that was forced upon Brentwood without any consultation at all. That residential units in it. Right. I mean, personally, I'm not sure that fits because it's town centre, it's busy, yeah. You've got parking issues,
yeah.
You know, in terms of residents then trying to mix with all that sort of shopping and cinema traffic, you've maybe got an opposing dynamic there, but we'll see what comes out the other end in terms of, you know, what people want.
You just touched on parking problems because it's in the High Street. What's going to happen to the parking area then?
Well,
where will they be going?
I think what will happen is that there will be a parking facility as part of the development. So,
right, okay.
In the previous scheme, there were about 650 car parking spaces that were going to be configured on story type basis.
Right, yes, so that makes sense.
The subtle term, we were all told to use multi-layered as the phrase. rather than multi-story, because multi-story sounds hideous and 70s and it's 50 metres high.
Sounds quite common. No, yeah, so don't get involved with multi-stories. They're multi-layered.
Yeah, so there will have to be parking there. I mean, it's a very important car park. You know, there's sort of whatever it is, 380, 400 spaces there, I think, as we speak. So, you know, we can't lose that parking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's quite important.
So, but that's where the designers come in, and, you know, they will need to fit all this together so it fits aesthetically. You know, yep. The aesthetic's really important.
That
you know,
is
we
very...
want architecture, so it's not out of, you know, Blade Runner, something that's yeah. in keeping with the architecture in the High Street, which yeah. is Art Deco stuff.
It's quite
medieval
quaint.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and I think it needs to reflect that. And I think architects can do that if they have a brief, which they will, I suspect, which is, look, make it nice, make it in keeping. And then when it comes to fitting different things in, the architects these days can be really clever.
They can be very, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
So, you know, I hope that we can basically deliver on a sort of across the board basis, as I say, broadly what everybody wants. There's then, when it comes to having listened to people, and obviously we're listening to the people that live around the edge of the site, as I said just now, very very keen. People from Shenfield, people from Blackmore, Tipps yeah. Cross, and so on, they all have a part to play here because it's this town, their town too. But then once we've established the way forward, I guess, in terms of what's there, what's not there, and, you know, design considerations and so on, then it's up to the council to start looking at the commercial aspect. And what is really exciting about this is that the previous deal that was put forward by the Conservative administration was a deal that effectively got worse and worse and worse. I mean, there was no money up front, there was a rental. The leader of the council at the time, Louise McKinney, accepted a £100,000 a year chip, you know, compared to what was being offered. So she accepted a reduction of £100,000 just before she let the deal fall through back in November, December. What we're advised is that the value of the site is far, far greater than she anticipated. So what we will do is look at the financial deal in terms of a capital receipt and an ongoing yearly rental. And that money will literally go back onto the bottom line and provide more services for Brentwood. It will improve current services, frontline services, but also potentially can help reduce the rate that council tax increases by. Because, yeah. you know, if the council's £500,000 a year better off because it's getting a nice rent from that land,
that's right.
then it
doesn't
clearly,
need to find it.
It clearly benefits.
And, yeah,
and
right.
Barry Aspinall, the leader of the council, is absolutely determined that this, if this happens, that the will benefit everybody, every council taxpayer in Brentwood. So it's not just delivering a cinema and saying, isn't that great? You can now only, you only have to walk up the road every Saturday night to go yeah. and watch, you know, whatever it is. But at the same time, you will see the benefit in your pockets as Brentwood residents too.
Well, Russell, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in. Will you keep us updated?
I will come in as much as you want. Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, if I just reiterate where the consultation is. So it's right now, it's live on the Brentwood.gov website. There's two tabs at the top. One is I'm a resident. If you click that, you'll see the resident consultation. There's one for businesses. Click that and the businesses consultation fires up. It's also been promoted on Twitter. It's on the council's Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/Brentwood Council. And you'll be getting it through the door as well. So, you know, we're hoping for some significant engagement. It's really important that I think people make their voice heard.
Right, well, what I'm going to do is when this interview goes online on our website, I'm going to put a link to the Brentwood.gov
Brilliant.
Website as well.
Fantastic.
All right?
Thank you
but
very
anytime,
much.
But anytime you want people to vote for anything, come and tell us. Mm-hmm. Come and talk to us.
Well, maybe me in May.
We'll put you on again and we'll sit and have a nice chat. All right.
Really, thanks indeed.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.